This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So, you know, I'm a very suspicious person, as you know. And, you know, it's just one of those kind of things, right? Just one of those kind of things. Anyway. So we've got a great, great opportunity for you. It's called New California State. And you go to our coinciding websites right now, newcaliforniastate.com and ncs51.com. Anyway, we just got some crazy, crazy good things happening, and we're just absolutely, we're just coming off of the spin from the 6th Constitutional Convention, and we are going to be doing some more things in the future, of course. We've got this whole business where we're going to be negotiating with people that don't like to negotiate right now. But when the timing is right, you know, we'll let you know what's really going on. But anyway, that we're coming also yesterday. We had the election, Super Tuesday. And, of course, throw California in there. The strategy is so very, very painfully evident now that you've got a situation. It's kind of interesting. We're running through the polling numbers, and I'll put those into perspective one more time for you, because I think it's really really important to understand. We had the polling numbers. It looked really good. They had where's that program I was looking at for polling numbers? Come on. Let's see if I can pick it back up. Primaries. Here we go. Primary elections. Okay. This is the way it kind of worked out in the whole, and I want to draw your attention to all this stuff so you kind of get the feel for this and you get the idea of how this all works out. Okay, so right now, from the primaries, needed to win on the Democratic side is 1,991. Joe Biden has 381 of them right now. It's Bernie Sanders has 336, and they still got a long ways to go. Elizabeth Warren has 47, Michael Bloomberg has 37, Tulsi Gabbard has zip, zero, nada. At the time, the two dropouts, 7 for Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, 26. Now, these guys, and I know, yes, there was a Republican side of this, and you got to vote for Donald Trump, even, and there were other candidates, so if you got to vote, that's great, okay? I know there's a lot of voter issue confusion going on as they keep on changing everything, you know, in the whole world of voting in California, right? And of course, that's going to play into this. I'll explain myself here secondly. So Amy Klobuchar, 7, Pete Buttigieg, so 33 available out there, right? Who do you think these would go to in a tight race? Probably Biden and not, I mean, because Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar don't really care for Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, right? So that would heap upon Joe Biden in another 33. Okay, now let's see how this plays out. So in the races, you got Alabama, you know, you got Arkansas, and you got California. I'm going to stop at California because that's the big one. That's the big kahuna, right? That's the big kahuna of the delegates that were available in this particular race. And I guess that's really what I'm saying here. So let's take a look at this. Bernie Sanders wins. Shockingly, he wins big. He wins big, but, well, they say. He doesn't really win big. And again, I'm playing California election fraud politics here. This is what he wins by. He wins by 33.55% to Joe Biden's 24.79%. Joe Biden, right now, with the delegate count, is at 21. And Bernie Sanders at delegate count is at 72. Now, you're saying, oh, well, the election's over. No, it's not. Remember what happened to all those people in Orange County that were running for office this seven? We'll have a state report here in a little bit. The seven, guess what? Well, you know, they thought they won on the night of the election, too. Last time around in 2018, only to wake up the next morning and find out they lost by a lot. Wait a minute, what's going on? Well, it's called ballot harvesting. Shocking. So, this is why I believe one of the other reasons that they wanted to have the primary in California advanced 3 months. You're sitting there thinking, there's a plan. Oh, well, and, you know, of course, we always think this way because we actually are conspiracy theorists, right? So let's get conspiratorial. That the Democratic Party. Now, I think we're on pretty good ground here when I think about this, huh? Let's think about it. I think I'm on pretty good ground that you got all these people in the Democratic Party thinking, how can we keep Bernie out of this? Well, they did a pretty good job by making sure that they had a lot of people flooding the field, a lot of candidates. And they all stepped out at exactly the right time. At least you got Buttigieg and you got Klobuchar, right? So that's that. They pulled away. So they're out of the race. So guess what? they got no candidates in this hunt in California. They got nothing. You look at Amy Klobuchar and you look at Pete Buttigieg, and he's got 0-0, both of them, right? So there was no there. Those, in my opinion, those delegates went to Bernie Sanders because if you're not going to vote for Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders. That's really what's going to happen. So that's what happened, in my opinion. So that puts it up at 30 at this point. But we got a little bit of a problem as we look at this. I can scroll all the way down. And reporting in, at this moment in time, only 56%. So what's to say that Joe Biden, through the process of ballot harvesting, gets a couple hundred thousand more, and he picks up another, let's say he picks up another 20 of Bernie Sanders' delegates. Now I think you might be seeing what I'm getting at. Remember, in California, Alex Padilla, he came out and said that this election in California won't be finalized probably until the end of the month. Bernie might not have won 72 delegates. He may have won only, let's say, 25. And guess who else won the rest? Sleepy Joe Biden.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, speaking about burning down the house, we're being creatures of habit, I guess. Okay, we've covered some of this business ends of things, right? Let's take a look at California. Let's take another look at other places. You know, I'm really struggling with getting that information out to everybody. The the things in California, you got 53 congressional districts. 7 Republicans of the 53. The rest are Democrats. Shocking. Devin Nunes, Kevin McCarthy, 2 Democrats, Republicans, right? Big ones. Obviously, Kevin's looking to be Speaker of the House, which would be great. And then you've got, not only that, you've got Devin Nunes. You know, and these are tough races. So what we're going to do here is take the deep dive and look for that information for you. And I'm going to go to the California Secretary of State. How about that one? Boy, that'll really set you behind. The California Secretary of State. And they normally what happens in these cases is it's an election day. Post-election day, they should have everything posted up. What they have, now remember, some of these things, like in the president, I just read to you off of one of our sources here that they've only got 56% of things counted at this point in time. The polls have closed, but Alex Padilla, Secretary of State, says, oh, no, that just isn't the way it works. That is not the way it works. We won't be done counting these until the end, right? So U.S. election results, Sacramento B, I'm going to go to those guys first, and then California election results, assembly races across the state. So we're going to take a look at that too. But election results, now remember, this is a primary, right? Election returns for all of California's. Okay, I'm sure they're not done counting. Maybe they are. I don't know. So this is reportage from the Sacramento B. But they don't have any report. It says early results from California's 53 congressional races for California. Okay, it's just populating right now, I guess. Okay. This is a weird source, Secretary of State's office. Okay, right. Okay, so Doug LaMalfa, that's his district number 1. The runoff will be with Audrey Denny. By the way, which I find interesting, a certain group is supporting her, which I find, wow. Anyway, let's go down. Are there others? Oh, they only show this one? What? No, you got to be kidding me. You guys have got to show more than just this for presidential. Okay, well, why do they do this? So let's go to the Secretary of State. It says, for California presidential legislative local, I don't know what's going on here, folks. I really don't. This is odd behavior. We can't get this. Let's try this. Okay. Let's try this district. All right. Let's try other districts. How about that one? We're going to go up here to one of the other districts, and it says California District. This is just not a good thing. Anyway, and this is from the Secretary of State's office. Hello. Yeah, this is the treatment that we citizens get, right? We'll see if we can get the election results here on a different one. So we're trying to figure out, because California is so rich in House of Representatives, it just sort of makes a lot of sense that we want to try and get the results, right? 53, it's the largest in the nation. How is this going to shape up? And I was doing some quick tabulations last night about the number of Republicans. Here's the concern. California went to this top two business, which is basically they took the clue from the Nebraska legislature. The Nebraska legislature has a unicameral system, And obviously, the communist socialists who have been working behind the scenes in California to change everything about the election system, they brought in the top two. It's right out of Nebraska. Now, in Nebraska, it's a unicameral system. There's no need for party affiliation. So when they have elections, they have primaries, and they have primaries that people might be a Democrat or Republican, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the top two candidates, regardless of party, that are going to go forward to the general election. That's what they do in Nebraska, and of course, being the good communist, that was a progressive communist thing that everybody said it at the time. Of course, they didn't really have an idea of what communism truly was in America. Socialism and communism, it's just like, what is this business, right? Because it really hadn't even been 100 years since the Communist Manifesto, 1935. That's when they changed it. So they changed it. Now they want to change it in California. Well, actually, they did. They passed the proposition for the top two in 2010. Shocking, right? And lo and behold, we have the top two now. And it's regardless of party affiliation. So that's the key thing. It's regardless of party affiliation. So, this is a filtering device to get rid of the Republican Party. And also, I think, really the Democratic Party and have no party system. Dictators don't need a party system, do they? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You don't need no stinking party affiliation. So that's what they have, right? So we go here to 2020. March 3rd, let's see what we got here from the Secretary of State. Register to vote. No, I don't want to do that. See, this is, now we're all lost. We don't want to do that. We've registered to vote. We're good people, right? We really, truly are. So do they have the election results? They don't have the election. Oh, election statistics, voter status, register to vote, 20 primary election results. All right, here we go. So we got election results. This may work here on this one. It says state senate, state assembly, don't need that. Statewide contest, let's see. Ballot measures, no. We don't need presidential state ballot measures, no. They don't have special election contest, no. State assembly, House of Representatives, here we go. So House of Representatives, let's check out these House of Representatives. I wish they'd go through the whole list. They do. So this is going to be one of these kind of things we're going to have to figure out. Who won what? We have to do our own calculus on this to see what the results are, I guess. We'll see what we got, any kind of results here. Yes, they have some. Democrat, shocking. So we will, in district number two, have a runoff with a Republican and a Democrat. So, but here's my point. If you go down this list of all 53, you're going to find the predominant numbers are going to be, for every district, the top two will be Democrats. Of the 53, now I haven't gotten through the calculus on this, but if you look at 53 seats, then probably what you're going to get is, I'm just going to guess, maybe 45 of them will be Democrat to Democrat. That's what it'll be, Democrat to Democrat. So, that's going to take some time to do this calculation, but we'll get it for you. We'll get it for you. And it says here, this is what it says, semi-official canvas period. From March 3rd to March 4th, it says 800 of 800 precincts partially reporting as of March 4th at 6:39 a.m. And visit the county reporting status page to determine what that is. All right, so let's go. There is a stat that's a little button. So they have all the counties here that list that so far. This is coming in from the counties. Now, again, votes are being tabulated or have been tabulated to get on this list. It's not who voted. It's who counts the votes that matter, right? That's what Stalin said. So we're going to look at this in the break, because we've got a break. Isn't that convenient? The break just shows up. It's all computer-driven. It must be in some sort of rhythm. Anyway, we're going to count through this and see what we got. I know that there are people out there with bated breath going, what the heck is happening? Okay, 99.9% reporting. That's good.
One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
We're back. We're back. And checking this thing out right now. This is the districts, the special, the House of Representatives districts for the state of California, which I'm sure everybody's sitting around with bated breath. This is, I am, actually. It has to go by district, and you get all the things going on in each one of them, and it's got this all, all the whole hoop-de-doo. Let's see. I'm going to check Alameda. There's 13, 15, and 17 districts, okay? That's for that one. 90% is, so Barbara Lee, Democrat over Nikki Pitterman. Wow, she wins, I guess. It's inconclusive because I look at this and the numbers just aren't there. They just aren't there. So the no votes are in for Proposition 13. Bonds to fund public education facilities apparently is voted down, at least with 56% of those people reporting. Now, that is interesting news. So that's interesting. But again, it's who counts the votes, and we've got 40-some percent left, right? 44% left. That's kind of the way it works. So Prop 13 is going down that right now. But again, we won't be able to tell you the final results until the end of March, perhaps. It's just absolutely amazing to me. President, we know, let's see, how did that work out? And let's see, we got the presidential Republican. Well, you know, believe it or not, we actually do have statewide Republicans and Democrats to some degree, somewhere, if you can find them, at least on this thing. So this whole thing about the House of Representatives in California, really can't tell you much about it. It's pretty clouded, at least. That's what I'm reading right now. And I think that that's something that we're not going to be able to get around, unfortunately. So California election results is, this is the story, anyway. Does it give us any kind of a story? Doesn't. No storyline anywhere for California. It's shocking. Absolutely shocking. Well, you know, kind of be that way if you want to be. That's all I got to say. All right, so if you're talking about the national scene, I think you're going to see Donald Trump carry the day at this point in time. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen out there, I know, but I believe Donald Trump will win 50 states. I really do. I'm absolutely convinced. It's just as this is one of these Ronald Reagan moments, you know, basically 1984. When 1984 came around, Ronald Reagan, he wiped out, you know, everything in sight. You know, I believe he did win all 50 states. This could happen again. This could happen again with Donald Trump. The momentum is clearly on his side. And remember, as Bill Clinton famously said about George Bush the older, it's the economy, stupid, right? That's what he was saying. It's the economy, stupid. And of course, it was. If you believe that the election wasn't rigged in 1992, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So guess what? I'm really kind of a believer that it was clearly rigged. That's just the way I look at it. And it's true. I really believe that's true. When you take back and look at the historical perspective of what was going on at the time and how that whole election seemed to be scammed. Now, I say that because I was considering the deep dive into politics myself back in 1992 is going to be coming up with the, was one of those young lions, because I was young then. I was much younger. And I was considering doing something in politics. And so they asked me if I wanted to be in the Central Committee of Orange County. And I said, sure, I'll go. And so when all of a sudden it started to play out, and I realized that there was a little bit of a problem. There's a little bit of hitch in the giddy-up for the Republicans. And I said, really, this is kind of something I didn't want to get into. I actually eliminated myself from the Republican Party. I said, after what I saw, I felt it was a pathetic campaign by George Bush. And there was the talk that, is he trying to lose the race? And then, of course, they bring in the outlier, Bill Clinton. And I'll never forget, went to a speech where he was talking, and I asked a guy, I said, what do you think of this guy? And he looked at me and says, he's just the biggest liar ever, but I'm going to vote for him. And I thought, what? It was a Republican telling me, he's the biggest liar ever, but I'm going to vote for him. I'm thinking, what in the world? And, of course, basically that's what happened. So I said to myself, I don't want to be a part of this hypocrisy. If you can't tell that this guy's blatantly lying to you. That was back in 92. And, of course, it's definition business. That's all we got from Bill and Hillary was lies after, and it's, of course, even to this day, and if you have not heard the word, this came out Monday, but Hillary Clinton is going to be deposed by Judicial Watch. Hello. I mean, this legacy thing of the Clintons lasting this long in public life, see, to me, is a real sign that the socialists just don't, they've got another agenda, and they're going to remain with that agenda. Normally, see, before Bill Clinton, and even with George Bush the younger, presidents just step aside. They don't take the limelight, so to speak, from people, and they don't involve and engage themselves so much as the Clintons have for such a long time. You know, they just, you would normally step aside and let the other person do their thing. But that's not the case with the Clintons. They've stayed with it. They've utilized. Of course, she ran for president. And then the teaser, she's going to run again. She's not going to run again. They're not. Well, I don't know. Anyway, what's going to happen, though, I think, with these guys is that you will see, I believe, the last desperate gasp of the Clintons to try and have some sort of influence on this election. Now, some people are saying, well, their influence right now is big because of what's going on with how this whole thing was manipulated by the Democratic Party. I believe that's true. I think the Clintons have been behind a lot of this, and there was a plan, obviously, and now you can see the plan, the way it's playing out. It's Super Tuesday. It's the day after, and you have a clear indicator that Bernie Sanders won California, which everybody's like, oh, but we still haven't counted all the votes. And everybody stepped out and it gave enough delegates for Biden to win at this point and look like the winner going in to the next set of challenges. That's what they needed. And I think they understood, if you want to look at it that way, they understood a year ago that this probably would play out. And somehow they've got to look to the public in California like Bernie won finally. See, that's a big win for Bernie in the eyes of the socialists who support Bernie. They're thinking that somehow they'll support Biden in the end. I don't think so. I do not think so. I think they're actually going to support in California Trump, the socialists. Believe it or not, I believe that's going to happen. I believe that will happen. Now, what you got, though, is a problem. And that problem is the socialists in Los Angeles, which are hardcore socialists that won't vote for anybody. Those guys are a problem. But, you know, if you take a look at, well, there's another parallel campaign that's going right now. And that campaign is for the new state of California. So you have a campaign, you have a Republican, a Democrat campaign, right in the middle of the presidential to everything. And all of a sudden, doink! New California is popping up. Everybody's going, that new California is becoming a threat. And after this last weekend, new California is a major threat because we want to be a new state. We just want to be a new state. So we need money to become a new state. And I'm sure the Democrats are thinking, that new California, they've got something there. They're finally realizing, we had an endorsement by Mike Huckabee this weekend. A nice endorsement. Great endorsement, actually. Full both feet. I mean, absolute endorsement. And he speaks to Donald Trump. Now, we want, New California to have that kind of level of endorsement, and we got it. That's a big deal. And that's now being looked at by it hasn't really resonated yet or hit, but it's now happening. Mark my words. These people are really not going to like the fact that we're here as New California. But we are. Maybe we can get some more results, real results. Coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the Deaf System today. Protect your conversations today with the Deaf System.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay.
Proving my point about Sanders winning California and Biden, okay? If you're running a campaign, this is what you want to see at this point. This is the headline. This is the headline from the Epoch Times. Biden makes comeback on Super Tuesday. Sanders takes California. I rest my case. It's exactly what they wanted, and that's exactly what they got. Great manipulation, right? Great manipulation. And they have all the protection in the world by the Alex Padilla, and of course Gavin Newsom, and you know Javier Becerra, to make sure that this campaign is going to go their way, right? They've got assurances from California that's built in. California with ballot harvesting to advantage Biden. California with, hey, the polls are still open till the end of the month, perhaps, to advantage Sanders and Biden. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they've already given the win, quote, in the public's mind, to Sanders. Now, with this ballot harvesting, what they can do is extrapolate more ballots towards Biden, which means fewer delegates to Sanders. Get it? It's almost like pulling your zipper down and up. Well, the zipper's pulled up on Sanders right now. Oh, he's got his 72. But let's just, shockingly, let's unzip a little bit and expose a lot. No, I don't know how much. I want to get personal on Sanders. But my point is, you can see the system at play.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. I can tell you that. I need to get that clip. It's alive. So anyway, it says Biden makes a comeback on Super Tuesday in Sanders Stakes, California. That's the headline. And it says here, Democratic candidate Joe Biden proved to be victorious across a half a dozen southern states, holding contests on Super Tuesday just days after his campaign appeared to be in serious trouble. The comeback kid, right? So Biden is the comeback kid. Sanders wins because Sanders can win. What would it be like with a Biden-Sanders ticket? Huh? Well, I mean, it's shaping up. Comeback kid. Got a winner. Winning, winning, winning. I mean, the other comeback kid, of course, would be Sanders. Comeback from the 2016 devastating voter fraud-ridden election in which he was just destroyed by Hillary Clinton, reportedly, in California. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We'll be right back. is that Michael Bloomberg suspends presidential campaign after Super Tuesday flop. That's the word we're saying. So, once again, Michael Bloomberg suspends presidential campaign after Super Tuesday flop, if you're into that. Thank you, Michael. Says the decision comes after Democratic won only the American Samoa. Shocking.
Fox News alert breaking at this moment. Michael Bloomberg has officially suspended his presidential campaign. In addition, we're now new information that he is officially endorsing Joe Biden for president. In part, Bloomberg saying in a statement 3 months ago, I entered the race for president to defeat Donald Trump. Today, I am leaving the race for the same reason, to defeat Donald Trump, because it is clear to me that staying in would make achieving that goal more different. He goes on to say that he's known Joe Biden a long time. Quote, I know his decency, his honesty, his commitment to the issues that are so important to our country. So let's bring in the A-team, Josh Krauschauer, politics editor for the National Journal, Marie Harf, executive director of Serve America PAC and a Fox News contributor, and Brad Blakeman, former deputy assistant to George W. Bush. A lot to digest. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Marie, let's start with you as a Democrat. This is maybe the scenario you've been hoping for. Bloomberg's out of the way. Bernie Sanders still alive, but had a tough night.
That's right. And I am glad that Mayor Bloomberg dropped out and is endorsing Joe Biden. There was always that question about whether he would do an endorsement when he dropped out. I'm also glad that he stayed in through Super Tuesday because Vice President Biden demonstrated to voters that he could beat Mayor Bloomberg. There will not always be this, what if Bloomberg had stayed in? Mm-hmm. Did people really want Joe? They really wanted Joe. They picked him in the states he won overwhelmingly. And, you know, Mayor Bloomberg tested this theory about whether you can skip the first four states. We've been talking for months about whether with enough money and enough beautiful ads, you could actually do that. Rudy Giuliani tried to do it in 2016. And
all she's doing is deflecting the real strategy, which I just explained. And again, here we are at the end of the second hour. And it, voila. Bloomberg now joins the fray, and he's endorsing who? And by the way, you know how many, I guess the big question is, how many did he get in the primary? I mean, delegates. So the delegates technically would go to him in the delegate count. How is that? California, Bloomberg got 8. See, I'm telling you, Bloomberg got 8. Those are good to Biden, right? So 8. There's 29 there. That's in California. That'd make that 29. I'm just doing the. This is, of course, just a cursory blush look at this. And Bloomberg got 4 in. That's 4 more in Arkansas. Alabama, he got zip nada. He got 1. I'm sorry. He got 1. That would seal the deal for Biden's nomination, I believe. So they played their cards on this one exactly right. Remember, they brought Bloomberg in as the ringer, and the ringer was he was going to hammer Bernie Sanders, and he did. And now he's stepping out, and he's going to give some credibility to Biden and money. Right? And money. That'll be the other thing that Biden wants and Biden will get. So that's how they're going to try and defeat Donald Trump. They've got the groundwork laid, and they might put, in my opinion, they might put Bernie Sanders in the VP slot. Shocking. Anyway, stay with me. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and cs51.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.